What's going on, football fans? Welcome to week 14 of Deep Balls. It's an NFL picks podcast for the fieldgoals.com. I'm joined as always by my co-host Jackson Bevins. Jackson, how are you doing?
Fantastic, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We both had a pretty strong week last week. Jackson actually picked up two on me. I went 11-5. I'm now 117-73 straight up. That is 91st percentile, and I want to say 15th or so in our league.
Yeah, you're 15th in the group.
Jackson went 13-3. He actually had proof. We have proof that he picked the Cardinals, but for some reason he accidentally.
I clicked the wrong button, so it'll show in the group that I picked the Rams. But if you listen to the podcast, you know I felt pretty comfortable about the Cardinals, so I'm that guy right now.
We're giving him a mulligan for that.
Thank you.
Since we did talk about it. But anyhow, yeah, we got kind of a interesting slate this week. Jackson, you were saying you're pretty confident in your picks so far.
Yeah, I feel really good about most of them except for the last two.
Yeah.
On the slate. So,
well, it's going to be an interesting one. We've got CW6 is still in first place after he got 12 last week. Betty Swallocks is number two with 125 total. Mommy Unit, number three, tied with Mighty Hawk. Gingerbread Man 1 is fifth. GOL is sixth. And then we got Cubania 16Q and Maury Povich tied at seventh. So a lot of really, really strong scores in our group, especially last week. Seems like there was a lot of people really.
Group is representing themselves well.
Yeah. So with that being said, anything else to add before we get into the slate this week?
Nope.
All right, let's do this. So first up, obviously, Thursday night game is a big one for Seahawks fans. Kind of monitor two teams that they are in playoff contention with right now, Arizona and Minnesota. It's in Arizona. Right now, the Cardinals are favored by 8.5, according to the site that we use, which is, let's see here, what is it called? It is Football Locks NFL or footballlocks.com. So anyways, it's kind of a big line, probably exacerbated by the Seahawks dominance last week. What do you think of this game, Jackson?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have asked me who to root for in this one as a Seahawks fan. And I say go Cardinals. You know, a lot would have to go wrong for Seattle, even for Seattle's last game of the season, to matter against the Cardinals in terms of the NFC West. I think that it's okay to assume that the Cardinals are going to win that and get a bye in the first round. But it is very important, I think, to catch Minnesota for the fifth seed. Seattle's one game behind, but obviously have the tiebreaker with their big win over the Vikings last week. And the difference between the number five seed and number six seed, as we've mentioned before, is the difference between, you know, playing at Lambeau Field in round one or playing at whatever shitty team wins the NFC East in round one. So getting to that fifth spot, Seattle's currently sixth, Minnesota's fifth, is important. So I am, both my head and my heart say the Cardinals. You've heard me say all year that I think the Vikings are kind of paper tigers. Seattle showed that if you've got a good athletic defense and a good offense, then all you got to do is focus on the running game, and there's not much else they can do. And Arizona does all the same things well that Seattle does. So at home, short week, I see no reason to think that Arizona not only wins but covers.
Yeah. I picked Arizona, too, for the same reasons. I just think in terms of matching up, they match up well. Same reasons I thought the Seahawks really matched up well with the Vikings last week. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's a Thursday night game. They got to come across the country. I think it'll be like a late start for them. You know, it'll be about, what is it, 7 o'clock, 7:30 for them. So it's going to be matching with their internal clocks and all that. It's just going to kind of, it's just not a great situation for them. Actually, they're not on daylight. So I don't know what the Arizona time is right now, but might be only 1 hour difference. I can never remember, but anyhow, it doesn't make a difference because we're talking about our time. I'm really dumb. Anyway, let's just go ahead and continue on. We got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, or sorry, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. This is a really interesting game. This is one of the 10 a.m. games on Sunday. And you know, both teams are hot right now. Both teams look fairly unstoppable. I saw a cool stat from Chris Wessling over at NFL.com that said over the last 3 weeks, Pittsburgh's like accumulated like 2,100 something yards of offense, which the next closest is back in like the early 80s when the Air Coryell offense was going on. So their offense right now is just functioning at a ridiculous rate. Obviously they lost to the Seahawks despite for gathering 500 some yards, but these guys can obviously move the football. That being said, Cincinnati is ridiculously balanced, really good defense, really, really strong offense, good run game, can defend both the pass and the run, have a ton of weapons, and look pretty unstoppable, and they're at home. So it's a really interesting matchup, and Cincinnati's only actually favored by 3. So I think, you know, there's probably a lot of people that think Pittsburgh could pull this off. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, this is a really tough one. My gut instinct was to pick the Steelers simply because I'm just a huge fan of how they put their organization together. I'm a huge fan of how they play. I think that, you know, they swing some of the biggest balls in the league when it comes to just going out there and you know, trying to whoop your ass and not being afraid to take big shots. And when Roethlisberger is healthy over the last 2 years, I don't know that there's a quarterback from a pure production standpoint. And I mean, the Steelers, they're oozing playmakers out of every orifice. Marcus Wheaton is torching people right now, you know, because you got to worry about Antonio Brown, who's the best wide receiver in the game. He reasserted that last week. You know, and Martavis Bryant, who is almost literally scoring a touchdown per game for his NFL career. And then D'Angelo Williams, obviously been great. So, you know, they're really, really impressive. But Cincinnati might be the best team in the NFL. And, you know, right now they're number one in DVOA. They're number one in DVOA offense, number 8 on defense, number 4 in special teams. They're cruising. You know, they're at home. They beat Pittsburgh on the road earlier this year. I haven't, as impressed as I am with Pittsburgh, and I think we might be talking about two of the top 6 teams in the league. I think Cincinnati is better top to bottom. Their defense is better. And being at home, they're the smart play, I think, in this one. I won't be surprised if Pittsburgh wins, but I am taking the Bengals.
Yeah, I pick the Bengals also. If you look, I mean, they're just dominating teams. The thing I like about them is they're a little bit more balanced than the Steelers. I think the Steelers can pass with anybody in the NFL. And when they have Ben Roethlisberger healthy, you know, they're very, very hard to stop. But I just like Cincinnati in general a little bit more in this game because they're just more balanced. Like I said, they can stop the run. They have really, really good secondary, so they can theoretically slow down the pass a little bit. And they can score. So, yeah, this one, I mean, it was a little tough, but I ended up picking the home team because two good teams and the home team thing just kind of edged out for me. If this was in Pittsburgh, I might pick Pittsburgh. But I just think that, you know, Cincinnati is quietly, like, just completely dominating teams over the last 3 weeks. And so, I had to go with them.
Let me ask you this, Danny. Is there a team right now that you would pick to win in Cincinnati?
The Seahawks, potentially. And then I would potentially pick the Cardinals. And right now, I think those might be the only two. Obviously, you could say Denver. I don't know, because I feel like, honestly, there's 5 elite teams in the NFL right now, and then the Seahawks are a little bit behind that. And it's just kind of a crapshoot as to who would win where. Maybe Carolina. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just weird. I'm thinking about it, and I don't know that there would be any team that I would pick to win in Cincinnati right now, this week, no matter who they were playing. I don't think I would.
Yeah. I mean, that just gives you an idea of how well they're playing. I picked Cincinnati too, so we can agree on that one. The next game on the list is Buffalo at Philly. Obviously, the Eagles beat the Patriots last week, but they got a little help, 21 points from their special teams units. I don't know if that necessarily what that says about Philadelphia other than they have really good special teams. And then Buffalo last week got a win, a big win for them. And I don't know, they're kind of surviving right now. I think they're 6-6, and you know, they're very, very inconsistent, I feel like, and I never really know what to expect from them. But with the way that Tyrod Taylor's kind of, you know, he's a good game manager, obviously. That's like typically a pejorative, but I think he really is. He hasn't thrown a pick in like, I can't remember what it was, like 5 or 6 weeks. He's, you know, distributing the football to his playmakers. He's doing what he needs to do. He can make plays with his legs. I don't know. He just kind of fits in that offense with all those playmakers. And so he gives him a chance. I don't know. I'll be interested to see who you picked in this one.
Yeah, this was a really, really difficult game because I don't know what to make of either team really. Like, I think I do. And I think the Bills are better than the Eagles, and I think it's by a decent amount. But that was just bizarre last week. And it's just crazy how big of a difference Sam Bradford makes over Mark Sanchez for that team. I mean, they were just nothing when Sanchez was there. And I do think they have a shot, especially at home with Bradford. But Buffalo is playing really good football right now. And they've been doing it with offense, which is so strange, you know, because when you think about, okay, this is a team that's coming off having a top three defense last year, and they're bringing in Rex Ryan, and they're starting a rookie that no one was talking about at quarterback. You would think that if they were 6-6, it'd be the defense carrying the water, but the defense really hasn't developed an identity. But their offense, I mean, they've got a top 10 offense, really. You know, I think LeSean McCoy, the way that he left Philly, I think that I don't buy a ton into revenge games. But it's funny because Matthew Berry actually ran some numbers a year or two ago on revenge games. And yeah, the better the player, the more they overachieve, it seems. And McCoy is playing great. So I think that he could really tear Philadelphia up. I went with Buffalo on the road after having Philadelphia clicked for most of the week.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I picked Buffalo too. So sorry to disappoint you on that in terms of one of the games we might disagree on. Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I just think Buffalo is a lot better of a team.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I know that's like really deep and everything, but I just don't think Philly is that good. Their defense was the identity for a while. And, you know, they were a really, really strong defense and, you know, kind of just struggled on offense all year. And then their defense started playing really shitty too. So I don't think that the game last week really tells you that they've changed. They got a touchdown on a blocked punt. They got a touchdown on a punt return. And then what was the other one? I think they had another touchdown on some special teams play too. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that really tells you exactly what kind of team they are in terms of the fact they were able to beat New England.
Sure.
So yeah, I went with Buffalo too on this one. Let's move down the line. Atlanta at Carolina. I have a feeling this one's going to be easy. What do you think?
Yeah. Carolina's really good. Atlanta's really bad. And I really want to see Cam Newton win MVP.
All right. I also picked Carolina. That one's easy. I just think that Carolina is just going to beat up on Atlanta. And, yeah, moving down, let's go to San Francisco at Cleveland. Johnny Manziel, the Johnny Football Show. Cleveland sucks ass, but so does San Francisco, kind of. But maybe they don't. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, this is these might be the two worst teams in the NFL. Actually, by DVOA, they are the worst two worst teams in the NFL by quite a margin. So, you know, something happened to Blaine Gabbert along the way, sitting behind Colin Kaepernick. He looks really good. Offense actually has a pulse with him there, and I don't think that Blaine Gabbert makes them good, but I think he makes them better than Cleveland. I do think Cleveland is the worst team in the NFL, which is just crazy when you consider all the draft capital they've had recently, always picking at the top. They've had tons of extra picks in the first, you know, 2 days of the draft, and they're just so bad. There's, like, just poison in the water there. So you know, if they are going to win another game this year, it's at home against San Francisco. I just don't think they're going to win another game this year.
Yeah, I picked San Francisco also. I think it was pretty impressive that they were able to beat Chicago last week. I think Chicago's mm-hmm. been playing pretty well. And I think, yeah, Gabbert kind of gives them a chance that they didn't really have earlier in the year when Colin Kaepernick just was playing terrible. So I'm not ready to say that Gabbert's good or, you know, potentially like
a quarterback.
No, me neither. But the way that he plays gives them a better chance. He's more of a – Yeah,
I will say this. This is going to be kind of a funny thing to watch. This is going to be the third worst offense versus the second worst defense when Cleveland has the ball, and the second worst offense versus the third best defense when 49ers have the ball. Like that's a really amazing thing to see this late in the season.
Yeah, that's just going to be a battle of the Titans right there. It will be interesting to see kind of what happens with Johnny Manziel. And then for the Seahawks, you know, Seahawks fans, you can kind of start scouting your next couple of opponents, or not next couple, but Cleveland, obviously. And then, you know, I guess that's good. Other than that, it's really really, really boring game. But anyway, moving down the line, I also picked San Francisco. Did I say that? If not, I did. Moving down the line, we got Chicago and Washington in Chicago. Man, the NFC East, I don't even know what to say about that. But obviously it's kind of important for Seahawks fans because odds are right now they will be heading on the road to play the NFC East winner in the playoffs if things continue to go the way that we think they might. What do you think of this game and these two teams?
I think that Chicago and Washington might be the best of the bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the 49ers beat the Bears last week, but they did it because the second most accurate kicker in NFL history missed 2 30-yard field goals. that was pretty goofy. And they needed overtime to do it. So, you know, it was a down game for the Bears, but I still think that with Jay Cutler, they're a really good team. Forte is back and healthy now. Alshon Jeffrey's been a monster. They've got this two tight end thing going that they've never had before that's looking really good. And the defense has been okay. So Washington and good Kirk Cousins are actually really good. Like if they could bottle that, I think that they could be a legit playoff team, not just a tallest midget playoff team. And I don't have a ton of faith in them to do that this week. So, anyhow, I'm going with the Bears. Battle 5-7 teams. Home field advantage has something to do with it. But I just think that with Jay Cutler, the Bears are better than the Redskins.
Yeah. I picked the Chicago as well, and I definitely kind of agree with all your analysis. There's one factor this week that you might have missed. Martellus Bennett went on the IR.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to matter, honestly.
Zach Miller's been crushing it.
Yeah, he's been really good. And
not that Zach Miller.
Right, as I think only about half people know.
The fast one.
Yeah, so I picked Chicago too. Man, watching Washington on Monday Night Football really made me not confident in them. I'll put it that way.
How bad did they look in that game?
The ugliest game ever. And so, I mean, I don't know. I think, like you said, they might be the best of all the bad teams in terms of in the NFC East. But I don't think right now they're better than Chicago. I think Chicago's going to bounce back. They're at home. I don't know. I think Washington's a really physical team and they can kind of beat you up. But I think that with this matchup, I think Chicago will have the advantage. And so I picked them also. Moving down the line, we got St. Louis and Detroit in St. Louis. It's a pick 'em. So that's kind of interesting. What do you have in this one?
Yeah, this is a tough one just because these are two teams that you don't really know what to make of them, especially the Rams. Although I will say, you know, the Rams have actually been really consistent for the last month and a half, probably Jeff Fisher's most consistent month and a half since he took over. The problem is they've been consistently bad.
Yeah.
And I just, I mean, when you're giving Todd Gurley 9 carries and letting Nick Foles throw it 43 times, and you know, I don't understand how, with the amount of talent that that team has, that they just can't have a winning record. It blows my mind. And honestly, the Lions are a miracle away from being on a real true roll right now.
Yeah.
You know, they've been playing some really impressive football. They've bodied a couple of teams, and honestly, they took their foot off the throat of Green Bay in the second half. But I mean, they were throttling the Packers in that game. That first half was as lopsided a half as we've seen in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what happened to the Lions is what happens to the Lions. And so they're 4-8 now. But I do see them as the better team. And certainly the team that's playing better right now. I think true talent, St. Louis is, you know, a better roster. But Detroit is clicking. Everyone is loving the old Cooter, new offensive coordinator. I mean, Golden Tate basically said as much. And
the old Cooter.
The old Cooter, Jim Bob. So I don't know. I can see Detroit hanging some points on St. Louis in this one and taking it by a couple of scores.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that TJ McDonald and Robert Quinn go the IR today.
Oh,
defenders.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt them, and their defense really, you know, hasn't been the same, like you said, over the last month or something like that. And so I also picked Detroit, kind of going with a hot hand. I thought for a second there I was really smart last week when I picked Detroit too, but then, like you said, Detroit lost because they're Detroit, and the most like. That was, I think, I didn't read any of these articles, but I saw so many like headlines that was like the most implausible or improbable Hail Mary ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so clean too. I mean, it's just like Detroit had never practiced how to defend a Hail Mary.
God.
Man, that was crazy. I will, mea culpa though, I will admit this. I texted Danny during last week and said, I really wish I had picked Detroit. So I'll come clean on that. I got lucky and got right, but that was a lucky win.
Yeah. I picked Detroit too. I think St. Louis is in a bit of a tailspin here, and it's not getting any easier. I don't think their home field advantage is necessarily anything special. Things are just not going well for St. Louis right now. And I don't even know who's starting at quarterback, and I don't really think it matters that much this week.
Yeah.
So I still pick Detroit. But moving down the line, we got San Diego at Kansas City, one of the worst teams in the NFL against one of the best in the last 6 weeks. I'm guessing you pick Kansas City. They are favored by 10. This is probably not the time to get cute. What do you think?
Yeah, I did pick the Chiefs. I want to go back. Is that weird to you that St. Louis and Detroit is a pick'em? I'm surprised Detroit's not favored by a field goal or more.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, that's
like an easy explanation in terms of like some of the reasoning.
The only thing that I can think of is that neither teams are moving the money very much this year in terms of, you know, they're not getting a lot of action outside of their own fan bases. And so I think a lot of people are probably looking at this, seeing two teams with the exact same record and giving, you know, whereas Vegas is probably spotting Detroit be more of like better by 4 or 5 on neutral field. I mean, maybe that's it, but pick'em is really, really surprising to me on that.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little odd, but, it might move as the week goes on.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Especially after kind of the news today.
I was gonna say, yeah, I would. If you can place a bet right now and get some money down on Detroit as a pick'em, you might find yourself 3 points ahead when you wake up tomorrow.
All right. So, what do you think about this Kansas City San Diego game?
You know, when I was thinking about teams that I think could beat Cincinnati, the Chiefs were on the short list.
Mm-hmm.
They're they are just kicking some serious ass right now. And this run that Alex Smith is on is awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing. And yeah, you know, he's not bombing it downfield a ton, but I don't care. He's still got a longer streak of no interceptions than anyone who's ever played the game. I mean, he's really dialed. Doesn't matter who they have in at running back. The Andy Reid offense is getting it. Their defense is healthy, and everybody that's a big name there is playing like they're a big name. I think the Chiefs are definitely one of the four or five best teams in the NFL over the last month and a half. And I mean, nothing about San Diego says anything more than, you know, roadkill.
Yeah. Their season is just kind of in the shithole. I kind of liked San Diego at the beginning of the year. I would like to go back and look at how many times I picked them, because, man, they screwed me over a few times. But, yeah, they just are terrible. Plus, almost like all their offensive weapons have been hurt at one point along the year.
Oh, it's terrible, and they're losing. This reminds me of when the Sonics were leaving Seattle, right? And it just had this, like, sick inevitability to it, and the team sucked. And, you know, there was, like – I just got to think being a Chargers fan is just – just a gross feeling right now.
Yeah. We don't need to pile on. We both picked Kansas City in that game. Let's go to New Orleans at Tampa Bay. What do you think?
I thought New Orleans looked very game last week against Carolina. You know, they traded touchdowns for the entirety of the contest. And, you know, that was impressive against that defense. But we're still talking about one of the worst defenses in NFL history. And right now, Jameis Winston is just cruising. I mean, you talk about catching up to the NFL game in a hurry. He's been marvelous. And, you know, Doug Martin is killing it. I think he's the second leading rusher in the NFL. He might. I don't know if he passed AP last week, actually, given that it was basically a bye for Peterson.
Right.
In terms of rushing yards. But I think the Buccaneers are a better team. I expect Jameis Winston to have a very big day in the box score in this one. The Bucs defense hasn't been bad lately, and, you know, that's new. So, I could see this one being another high-scoring one, but I just got to go with the better team being at home.
Yeah, and I picked Tampa Bay too, and like you said, they're at home. And New Orleans defense is like beyond atrocious. So I just kind of went with that and didn't really think a lot about it. Even though, like you said, they kind of gave Carolina a run for their money last week, and that was a little bit surprising, but I don't see that happening again necessarily. It kind of just felt like they caught lightning in a bottle a little bit. And we'll see, but I don't see that one happening this week. Moving on the line, Indianapolis at Jacksonville. I really didn't like picking this game.
No, I want to hear who you picked, though.
I picked Indy because at the end of the day, I have zero confidence in Jacksonville. And I have a little bit more confidence in Indianapolis, but barely. And that was basically the thought I gave to it. I think that Matt Hasselbeck will end up playing, and he'll be okay, kind of like he has been. But I just, you know, Jacksonville to me is just too inconsistent. They're not very good on defense. Their offense is hit and miss in terms of they're able to score points, but they also turn the ball over a lot. I don't know. I just don't like Jacksonville. So I think that was kind of what went into this pick. I just trust Indianapolis more. And it's kind of Indianapolis has dominated Jacksonville over the last decade or whatever. And I don't know why it would change today. I mean, I guess – or this week. I guess it could, and it wouldn't surprise me greatly. Jacksonville's actually favored in this by one. But I just think Indianapolis is the better team, and I kind of went with that. But, I don't really feel very confident about this pick. It kind of sucks.
Yeah. I took the Jaguars in this one, and I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
And the reason for it is, you know, this is not – the same Colts team that has dominated the Jaguars for the last decade. It's nothing like it. And while they're probably still a slightly more talented team, we're talking about the 25th best team by DVOA hosting the 24th. And I think that in order to beat Jacksonville, you still have to score a number of points. And I don't know that the Colts are capable of of scoring 27 points if they need to. You know, Jacksonville can't play defense, but they can score points. They score a lot of points. And I think that Indianapolis is going to have to get four scores. You know, they don't all have to be touchdowns, but they got to, you know, get 24 points or more, I think, to beat Jacksonville. I just don't have a lot of faith in them to do it, especially on the road. They don't have the weapons for it, in my opinion. So unless T.Y. Hilton has one of those games that he's known to have, I feel pretty good with Jacksonville in this one.
All right. Well, there we go. We got our first disagreement this week, I think. Isn't that the first one? Yeah. Yep. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch. That's a morning game next on Sunday.
They're all morning games. They are all morning games. There's only two in the afternoon.
Why do they keep doing that?
It's really horrible, weird. Man. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 11 games going on at once.
I don't get it. Well, anyway, we got Tennessee at New York. What do you think about this game?
I'm taking the Jets because they're better and they're at home. which, you know, I think that they've fallen off. I think that teams are starting to get a little bit better at being at peace with the fact that they're just going to get blitzed all the time and are game planning for it better. Their secondary, which was amazing in the first month and a half of the season, they've actually been pretty poor in terms of like passer rating against for a while now. So part of that is Revis being injured. I think part of it is just – their opponents are getting better at beating the blitz. And, you know, playing like that, that's like the Jets play basically the football equivalent of full court press defense. And that's hard to do for an entire season without it getting broken. And I think that's just kind of what we're seeing. So I think that's the main reason the Jets defense has kind of fallen off. But their offense is really, really clicking. Fitzpatrick looks great. Brandon Marshall looks as good as he ever has. Chris Ivory, you know, has slowed down a bit, but Bilal Powell came out and went off. You know, they can score points. And really the only guy that's doing anything for Tennessee is Delanie Walker. And, you know, I think it's going to take more than Delanie Walker to beat the Jets in New York.
Yeah, I agree. And I pick New York. I think that Tennessee is going to be – I think that Mariota is going to be a good quarterback, and he's playing pretty well. But I think – with the way that the Jets are playing on offense right now, they won't be able to keep up. And that's kind of funny because typically I would pick the Jets because of their defense, but I actually like what they're doing on offense a lot right now. I think that Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall are a really dynamic dynamic duo. But, no, they really are like
– you loser.
They're tough to defend in the red zone. The Jets have the number one red zone offense in the NFL right now. Would you expect that?
You know – I wouldn't have guessed them, but as soon as you said it, that made a lot of sense right away to me.
Yeah. I think that Brandon Marshall has like 10 touchdowns. Decker has at 8 last time I saw, which might be higher now. You know, and Fitzpatrick, I literally have no idea what it is anymore, but Fitzpatrick has actually played pretty well this year. So
yes.
I like the Jets more than I like the Titans, and the Jets are at home, so I took the Jets. Moving on, we got Houston and New England. It's in Houston. New England has lost 2 in a row. They have not lost 3 in a row since like 2002. Do you think this is the time when they break that record?
I had Houston clicked all week.
You chickened out.
I did. I chickened out because I don't think they're very good. I really wanted – like, I think New England is primed to be picked off right now, you know.
Yeah.
And I think a third straight loss would prove a real test for Brady and Belichick. You know, their offensive line is just a mess. I mean, Tom Brady was pressured on 48% of his dropbacks last week.
All right. He's on his ass a lot lately.
That's an absurd number, you know. And Houston, I mean, that plays right into what Houston is best at. Like, I don't think it's going to be a good game for Brady, but this is still Belichick. He's the best game planner of all time. You know, he can just kind of draw a name out of a hat and make that player go off for a week based around a game plan. So I have New England but there's a lot of teams I would have picked to beat New England this week, or at least relative to how many I normally would pick. But I think Houston's just outside of that group. I was tempted to pick them last week against Buffalo. But I think it's been kind of a little bit of a smoke and mirror show for them lately, getting those few wins. And if they couldn't beat Buffalo, I don't see them beating New England. So I did take the Patriots, but I wanted to take the Texans really bad.
Yeah, I agree. I had the kind of same thought. I really actually like Houston's defense a lot. I did kind of a study on them recently, and they were like seriously dominant. So it was a little bit surprising they did so well against Buffalo last week. And again, I picked Houston over Buffalo last week and lost that one. So I don't think I trust them enough to beat New England, especially for New England's third straight loss. This is in prime time. So I don't know if that factors in, but Brady typically, you know, kind of one of the guys that rises to the occasion. I just think New England, you know, will bounce back from last week. And they really didn't, I mean, they didn't play great, obviously, but, you know, their defense only gave up, I want to say, like 4.5 yards a play. It wasn't like they were getting gashed by Philly. It was just those three flubs, two or three flubs on special teams that kind of made the difference in the game. So,
yeah.
But that said, I think it's going to be a close game probably. And I like Houston more than I think I thought I would a couple weeks ago, but I picked New England.
Yeah.
Brady and Belichick are just too good.
Mm-hmm.
Denver and Oakland in Denver. What do you think?
Yeah, I got the Broncos. You know, the nice thing about picking in December is that most teams are what they are by now.
Mm-hmm.
When the fatigue of the season sets in, I think the true colors start to show. And Oakland played really inspired football for 8 games. But, you know, their carriage turned back into a pumpkin, I think. And it's just – they're still just not very good. They're better than they've been. And
just
I think,
remember how bad they were last year.
Yeah, exactly. I think that they're on the right track. I think they've got a ton of talent. And – it's shown that it can blend, and I think they actually have a pretty special quarterback too. But we're talking about a Broncos team that is honestly one of the most fascinating NFL teams I can ever remember watching. Like the whole storyline with Denver this year is so, so bizarre. And they just keep winning. It just doesn't matter. They just keep winning. Their defense is that good. And Brock Osweiler looks ready, you know? Mm-hmm. He looks not great. I'm not saying that, you know, he's just going to step in and be the guy. But he's looked good. He hasn't looked like a quarterback making his first starts and looking jittery. He seems confident. He's comfortable under center, which makes their running game more comfortable. Both their running backs have been pretty vocal about how they like to do that. Their head coach obviously loves to run from under center. He does it more than anyone in the NFL. So I think it's been a really weird fit trying to go shotgun to keep Peyton Manning in his comfort zone. So I actually think their offense is getting closer to a true identity right now than with Peyton Manning, which is a bizarre thing to think about. So not many teams I'm picking to win in Denver. Certainly not the Raiders.
Right. Yeah, I also picked I picked Denver. To me, this is more like one of those don't get cute moments. Like Oakland has – or Denver has the best pass defense in the NFL by a long shot. Oakland's main identity as a passing team, I think they'll kind of match up well against Oakland for that. They know them pretty well. They're in their division. It's in Denver. I just can't come up with that many reasons why I think Oakland would win. It's not saying it's impossible, but you kind of go with the odds on this one. I feel like Denver is still playing really, really well, so –
yeah,
that one was pretty easy for me. Dallas at Green Bay. You know, this is one of those games that before it probably would have been like a no-brainer. But the way that Green Bay has played lately is like really disconcerting in terms of if you want to pick them. You know, they did end up beating Detroit like we talked about, but they played like shit, I would say, anyway. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this game?
Matt Castle. I think that Green Bay is very lucky to be hosting Dallas for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are a team that is on the ropes and, you know, kind of got saved by the bell last week from their season, you know, really going down the tubes, and they're just getting a quarterbackless team, you know, a very average roster that doesn't have a quarterback versus what's looking more and more like an average roster with maybe the best quarterback. So I think the Green Bay wins, and that's dangerous because that would give them two wins and all the momentum that comes with it. And, you know, I just think this is a really fortunate draw for them where they're at right now. So I did take Green Bay. I didn't have to think too hard about it, even as miffed as I am by the last 5-6 weeks of their season. I still think it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah. Ditto on that. I picked Green Bay. I just don't think Dallas has enough oomph on offense to make this happen. The run game even isn't very good this year. And, you know, they had, they get two fumbles out of McFadden last week or on Monday night or whatever. I don't know. It just, they just don't seem like they're cut out for this, but you never know. But once again, you know, just kind of went with the logic pick here and went with Green Bay. Seattle at Baltimore. This is a Baltimore team that is, they've lost, I don't think they've lost by more than 4 points at home this year, even though they're 4-8. What do you think of this game?
Well, that's going to end this week.
Yeah. You pick, pick the Seahawks.
Yeah. And it seems crazy to pick a road team to cover a 9-point spread, but they're one of my against the spread picks this week. This is Baltimore's B team. You know, it's just, it's too bad. I have such institutional regard for the Ravens franchise. I think that they are just wizards at building and sustaining in the NFL and working the salary cap and working the draft. So I like to see them do well, but everything is just broken against them this year. And they lost their quarterback. They lost the Buck Allen's looked really good in Forsett's stead, but they lost Steve Smith. There's just no one to throw to there and no one to throw it to them, you know? So the Ravens strike me. They remind me of the Vikings a great deal, but just a worse version. And Seattle's playing the best football in the world right now. I think certainly last week they were the best team in the NFL. And think about the numbers from that game are absurd. We don't have to go through all of them, but one that I didn't even cover in my article was that was the fewest yards allowed in any NFL game this season, the 125 that Seattle gave up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Against the leading rushing team in the NFL. You know, it's not like it was the Browns or something like that. It's amazing how well they played. I think that they are kind of rounding into form as they do this time every year. I'd honestly probably pick Seattle to cover a 13 or 14 point spread in this one.
Yeah. Yep. I picked Seattle as well. Didn't think about it too much. I think they're just a better team. They're playing really well. We don't need to talk about that too much, I don't think. New York Giants at Miami. You were saying before the broadcast that you had some back and forth with this game. Who did you end up on?
This is the toughest one for me. I actually want to hear this one because I wanted to see what your thought process was going into this.
I picked Miami, and my thought process was basically that Miami's at home. And I know that's probably not very meaningful for Miami, but I just don't, again, I don't think the Giants are very good. I don't think Miami is very good. When it's two bad teams, you kind of go with the home team. And that was basically my thought process on this. I don't have a strong reason for picking either team either. You know what I mean? So like that was kind of another thing that went into it is like, I don't really like either of these teams.
Yeah.
And so I guess that was my reasoning for going with Miami.
Got it. Yeah. I took the Giants. I think that the Giants are actually – I think that they are better. The thing that made me really question the pick was the fact that Miami was at home. But it's, you know, it's – traveling within your time zone on a Monday is a lot different, you know, than traveling outside of your time zone on a Sunday. It doesn't affect your practice schedule the same way. So I don't see that being a huge home field advantage for Miami. I think the Giants are true talent, a bit better team. Football Outsiders, for whatever it's worth, has them as a, you know, their true wins being 5.8, whereas Miami is 4.5. That's a pretty big difference. I think that the Giants have more playmakers. I think if you get to, you know, a point in the game late where you need points, I have a lot more faith in the Giants to get that than I do in the Dolphins right now. Mm. Dolphins have the 24th best offense. Back it up with the 20th best defense. I got the Giants in this one, but it wasn't easy. I was leaning Miami for most of the week, and then more I thought about it, I think the Giants are a little bit better than their record. I do think they're the best team in that division. And even though Miami was a playoff pick for me before the year, I don't think they're very good. So I do have the Giants. Looks like we'll finish with a couple of disagreements.
Yep. You got the Jags and the Giants. I've got the Colts and the Dolphins. What do you have for some of your against the spread picks this week?
Yeah. Nothing too crazy outside of thinking that the Seahawks, you know, cover 9 on the road. But other than that, it's just a couple of natural covers. I've got Detroit beating St. Louis. Like I said, I think that's the best against the spread pick on the docket. The fact that that's a pick 'em right now, I'd get that immediately if you're betting the spread this week before that line moves towards Detroit. And then the other one is I think Buffalo beats Philadelphia by more than 1 point. So taking the road team in that one. So those are my three against the spread. And if you've been playing off the against the spread picks from the podcast this year, you should be up a nice little bit of money.
Nice. All right. Well, there you have it. Obviously, make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Get your picks in before tomorrow afternoon. Jackson, you have anything to add before we sign off here?
No, I'm just really looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Definitely. So that'll be a good one to watch. Obviously has a lot of playoff repercussions for the Seahawks. So anyway, until next week, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Later.